Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, All Things Were Created by Him and for Him, Already in Progress.
Just think, it's so amazing. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, praying always. Do we do that? Do we pray for people always? I don't know about you, but I don't, you know. I mean, I get tickled to people who say, put me on your prayer list. I said, I don't have a prayer list. I don't. You know, you may have one, but I don't have one. Why am I not going to pray, have a prayer list? Because I believe... This is the way Cheryl and I answer every prayer that comes in when somebody asks us to pray for something. Just like that little 14-year-old boy or whatever he was the other day. He said, I have been in excruciating pain for so long, I don't know what it's like to be without pain. He said, I've been listening to your CDs and DVDs. I have repented of all my sin, all sin, known and unknown. But he said, I have prayed for myself, and I guess I just don't have enough faith. I can't get rid of my pain. But he said, I believe if you and Mrs. Scrivener will pray for me, mix my faith with your faith, I believe God will heal me. So Cheryl and I answered the email, and we prayed. We remitted his sins. We broke the curse. We kicked out the demons. And we told him, now then, it is done. We have prayed for you. It is done. That's why we answer our prayer. Right, now then, Don't ask me to put you on your prayer list, because if you ask me to put me on your prayer list, that means you didn't believe you got healed when I said it's healed.
That's right.
So you keep going forever and ever and ever. Let me get on this prayer list. Let me get on this prayer list. Let me get on this prayer list. I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for me. No, all you need is one warrior that knows how to pray one prayer. That's all you need. You don't need to put somebody on the prayer list. You need to pray in faith. Well, 2 days later, we got a letter back, email back from that young man. He said, glory to God. This is the most awesome thing. I know y'all had to pray. You wrote, sent me an email, said you prayed, it is done. He said, when I read that, all my pain went away, and I have not had a pain since. Do we know what it's like to get rid of pain? Yes, see. But you see all kinds of faith in that, don't you? Because that little boy believed that if me and Cheryl would pray, it would be done. Cheryl and I prayed believing it's done. And that's the way we answer every email. When we get through, we have prayed for you. It is done. Now then, does that mean the manifestation is going to happen right then? No. It might happen a week later, a month later. But it's going to happen if you don't give up. Because we prayed. All the people that have asked me, called me and said, would you put me on your prayer list? If I were to do that, you know how long my list would be? We got thousands of people that would be on our prayer list. But we don't do it like that. We answer the prayer one prayer at a time every day. Me and her, sometimes we're up to 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, still laying there in bed, praying for people and speaking the Word of God over people. Now then, once we pray, or if you sent me a written prayer request, once I pray that prayer for that, guess where that goes? In the trash. If I prayed for you, it's done. When I say, I prayed, it's done, I mean that. Just like Jack sitting there when that day that... probably about right where he's sitting right there. That day when I prayed for his back, when he'd had that terrible back problem for so long. We got him to repent of sin. We prayed the prayer of faith for him. And he said, Thurman, it didn't work. It still hurts as bad as it did. I said, Jack, you can't go that. You got to believe. I said, you got to believe. I said, repent. Tell the Lord you're sorry. I said, we prayed. It's done. I guarantee it. It's got to work. Oh, okay, Lord. Now, see, he didn't learn that in the Baptist church, did you, Jack? So anyway, he said, okay, I believe it's done. So he still hurts. Yeah, I said, but just praise him and thank him, worship him as you go. It's a done deal. So he said, okay. So he gets right out to the car and starts to open the door to get in the car. And all of a sudden, he turns and there ain't no back pain. Wow. So he gets in the car and this is pretty cool. No back pain. 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, he comes back to church and walks right in and said, this stuff you teach really works. He said, I've been looking for this pain for 2 weeks. I said, Jack, quit looking for it. You're healed. And he got it. And he had never looked for it since then. But he has really learned the principles of praying in faith. Because when we pray, we got to pray in faith, believing with no doubt in our heart. It's done. That is for, you can't go by what you see, smell, feel. You got to go by what is written in the Word, right? So if you go by what's written, guess what's going to happen? It's going to happen. You're going to get your answer. It's wonderful when a little 6-year-old kid prays for you and you get healed instantly. That's wonderful. It don't happen like that all the time, but sometimes it will. And I will tell you something. I guarantee you, if you start remitting people's sins and pray for them in faith, you're going to start seeing God answer your prayer. I mean, that's the media he's using to teach us how to be an overcomer, is prayer. He may not answer every prayer you got instantly, and it may take a while. In fact, I've told lots of people, they say, how many prayers that you prayed does God answer? I say, all of them. All of them, every one of them. But some of them takes a little longer. Some of them takes a while before he actually shows up and does what he says. But I still stand on his word, and I pray. So he said, if you pray always, with thanksgiving. Okay, the next verse, 5 and 6. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you have heard, where is the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come into you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit. All your prayers will bring forth fruit, as it doeth also in you since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God. And you knew the God in truth. When you finally get a hold of the fact of who you really are in Christ, think about this. Here we are, we've learned that God is our Father. If you had a good father on this earth, if you asked your daddy for something, I was over at the pool one day with Tim and Amanda, and I was trying to teach him how to swim. And the pool was only about this deep on me, but for Tim, it was way over his head because he's just a little guy. And I'd say, son, jump in here and I'll catch you. So he'd walk up to the edge and have his little water wing things on and all that stuff. And he'd start to look out. He said, but daddy, what if you don't catch me? I said, son, I will catch you. No problem. Jump. I will catch you. And so he would jump and I would catch him. I'd never let his head go underwater. He'd splash and do everything, you know, and then he'd paddle around in those little water wings. There was a guy sitting there beside me in the pool. And he told me after we did this several times, he said, why don't you let him go under one time? Just back off when he jumps in, just back off. I said, sir, if I told that boy, I will catch you, let me tell you the only one way for me not to catch him is that I die before he hits me. I said, I will never make a liar out of myself to my children. If I tell them I'm going to do something, I said, I guarantee I'm going to do it. Now then, if I would do my own children like that, if I'm just a normal man and I'm not going to let my child see me in a mode of lying, and the God that we love, that which says he cannot lie, do you think he's going to catch you if you jump into the pool? Do you think he will catch you? Yes. Guarantee he will. If he tells you to jump in, I'll take care of you. If he says, I will heal you, if you pray and believe, I will heal you. Do you think he's going to heal you, Paula? He did, didn't he? But he didn't do it the first day, did he? He didn't even do it the first week. But it took a while. But isn't it wonderful to be healed? But God promised. Where did we get that? You know, so when we read in God's word, he guarantees to heal us. It's in the book, isn't it? So all we got to do is believe, right? You think God can lie to you?
No.
No, he cannot lie to you. So you need to learn to stand on your ground. Stand on your ground. I mean, believe him. He's an awesome God. Let's go on to the next two verses. As you also have learned, our dear fellow servant, which is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. Next verse, 9 and 10. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Do not cease to pray for you. Now, they're praying for these people. And he says they're praying for them. They do not cease to pray. Do not cease to pray for you. And to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and of his wisdom and of spiritual understanding. Okay, I can see where that would be a wonderful thing to continue to pray for anybody, that they would have that knowledge, wisdom, spiritual understanding. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. If I increase in the knowledge of God and he wants me to walk worthy before the Lord, what do you think God would probably want me and you to do once we learn these principles and start acting on these things, what do you think he would probably want us to do? Do you think he would want us to be out praying for people, to see people getting saved and healed and delivered? Yeah, so, but many of us don't do that, do we? So, but I'm telling you, I guess the thing that I have most people come to me for is how to get a lost person saved. They've got a friend or a relative or a brother or sister or whatever that's lost. And, you know, you can talk to them. You can talk to them till you're blue in the face. And they don't want to even hear about Jesus. And the world's full of those kind of people. And you and me have spiritual authority over the spirits that are blinding their mind to the truth. And if we know that, we can change that. Wow. Verse 11, 12. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light in light. Verse 13 and 14. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. When we come to know Jesus, you start asking people, who are you in Christ? And they don't know. They really don't know who they are in Christ. Do you know that you used to be in the kingdom of darkness? Do you know that you was a child of the devil? Do you know when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior that he delivered you from the kingdom of darkness and he translated you over here into the kingdom of light and you just become a son of God, a daughter or a son of God? And everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. Everything. It's just amazing. It's all ours. You stop and think about that and what you have in Christ. He's delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So if he's delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and he's given us all this power and authority, something should change when we become a born-again child of God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, All Things Were Created by Him and for Him, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.